It's a graphic novel, and a graphic novel, for those unfamiliar with that, is the long comic book style. When you think of comic books, maybe sometimes you think of cheap paper, maybe cheap art, you know, and all of that. Don't think that way with this. This is beautiful art, glossy pages, very high quality production, and the thing that's so great about it, I've been telling people, I feel like I've written a book for an unreached people group, because there are certain people who are unreached in the world who have not heard the gospel. But there's also a lot of young people in our culture today, in an increasingly unchurched culture, who read nothing but graphic novels. That's what this is called. A graphic novel is that long, extended comic book style. And that's all they read. And so even though I write books and many Christians write books, 99% plus of the books we write will never be read by one of these young people who only read a certain kind of book with the visuals, with the art on every page. And here's a book that I wrote, but a Marvel Comics artist did a magnificent job with the art. And I feel like, okay, the message of the book, which is a gospel message, a Christ-centered message, is borne along by this beautiful art, so that even though there's only an average of 80 words of text per page, it's 120 pages, so there's 10,000 total words, but it's borne along by the art, so the art keeps the story going. And I can guarantee you, and I know this already from the first week and a half this has been out, I have been giving it to young people who have no reason to believe they know the Lord, the pizza delivery guy, the whoever it is, and I have seen incredible responses where they look at it and they go, oh, this is great, I'm going to read this today, which I'm excited about.